Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're whipping around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed, trial subscription. We first start with the biggest player headlines from yesterday's NFL action. Drew Brees will be undergoing an MRI on Monday as he deals with a rib issue. Brees took a big hit and stayed in the game until halftime, but Jameis Winston took over in the second half. Browns running back Nick Chubb rushed 19 times for 126 yards and a touchdown. It was Chubb's first action since week 4, and he was used heavily in his return. Packers wideout Davante Adams returned into Sunday's game after missing a full drive while having his ankle evaluated. Monday Night Football sees the Vikings travel to Chicago to face the Bears in an NFC North divisional matchup. Minnesota is a 2.5-point favorite, while the total is set at 44.5. The Vikings have been on fire since their bye week, winning two straight via outstanding performances from Dalvin Cook and a strong defense. Kirk Cousins has been better, and he actually hasn't thrown an interception since week 6. Opposite the Vikings, the Bears are on a 3-game losing streak, and all 3 of those games were actually against playoff caliber teams. Nick Foles is coming off his 2 most productive games of the season, but he has yet to top 6.6 yards per attempt in any contest since taking over from Mitchell Trubisky. Chicago will be without David Montgomery and will instead look to Cordell Patterson and possibly Lamar Miller, who was activated off the practice squad. All but one Bears game this season has been decided by a single score. These teams have split their head-to-head record over the last 5 years, but Chicago has won 4 straight meetings. The average margin of victory in the series over those 5 years is 11 points. One DFS target to look at is Nick Foles, as the Vikings defense ranks 28th in QB rating against and are 30th in passing yards per game allowed. For the complete game breakdown, check out the NFL Game Previews Vikings-Bears Matchup article by Eric Segrist on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.